Good morning. It's Monday, May 11th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. The U.S. Army says the body of 27-year-old First Lieutenant Kendrick Lamont Key Jr. has been recovered after he went missing during African Lion 2026, a large multinational military exercise involving U.S., NATO, and African forces. Moroccan rescue teams found Key's body near the cliffs, where two American soldiers disappeared on May 2nd. According to CBS News, the soldiers had been hiking when one fell into the ocean, sparking a chain of rescue attempts by fellow troops. U.S. and Moroccan forces are still searching for the second missing soldier using air, sea, and ground assets. Brigadier General Curtis King said the Army is mourning the loss and supporting Key's family as the investigation continues. Another news. The U.S. Justice Department announced a new round of denaturalization cases, targeting foreign-born citizens accused of fraud, terrorism links, war crimes, and major financial crimes. Officials say roughly a dozen people are facing proceedings, including Indian-origin businessman Debashis Ghosh, who is accused of orchestrating a multi-million-dollar investment fraud scheme. The Justice Department argues the individuals concealed key facts during the citizenship process or engaged in conduct that should have disqualified them from naturalization. Civil liberties groups warn the move could create fear and uncertainty among immigrant communities. Denaturalization cases are historically rare, but the administration says the crackdown is part of a broader push to protect the integrity of the immigration system around the world. President Donald Trump has rejected Iran's latest proposal to end the war, calling the response totally unacceptable. Iranian officials reportedly demanded an immediate end to fighting, a halt to the U.S. naval blockade, and guarantees against future attacks. Tehran sent the proposal through Pakistani mediators as ceasefire talks continue. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Iran's uranium stockpile still must be dismantled before the conflict can truly end. The Strait of Hormuz remains largely shut, disrupting global oil and gas shipments, while Iran has warned British and French naval forces against entering the region. Defense ministers from more than 40 nations are expected to meet today to discuss plans for securing shipping lanes if a broader ceasefire takes hold. Another news. Israeli airstrikes killed at least three Palestinians on Sunday, including two members of Gaza's Hamas-run police force, according to local health officials. One strike in Khan Yunis killed the head of Gaza's criminal police force, Wessam Abdel Hadi, along with his aide. Israel has increasingly targeted Gaza police units, accusing Hamas of using them to reinforce control over the territory. Funeral processions were held in southern Gaza as residents condemned the attacks and accused Israel of trying to create instability inside the enclave. Separately, Israel deported two activists who had been detained after joining a Gaza-bound flotilla intercepted by Israeli forces last month. Rights groups accused Israel of psychological abuse during the activists' week-long detention. Another news. In Thailand, one of the country's most influential and controversial political figures is free again. Former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra was released from prison on parole after serving 8 months of a one-year sentence tied to corruption and abuse of power convictions. Hundreds of supporters gathered outside Bangkok's Khlong Prem prison, cheering as the 76-year-old billionaire emerged smiling beside family members, including his daughter, Paidingtarn Shinawatra. Thaksin had returned from 15 years in self-imposed exile in 2023, but spent much of his sentence in a hospital before being ordered back to prison. Analysts say his release could help revive the once-dominant Futai Party, though experts warn he will need to tread carefully in Thailand's deeply divided political landscape. Thaksin will remain under electronic monitoring until September. Another news. Oil prices are climbing again as tensions over Iran continue to shake global markets. Brent crude rose more than 4% in Asian trading after President Trump rejected Iran's latest ceasefire proposal. The Strait of Hormuz, a vital route for roughly one-fifth of the world's oil and gas shipments, remains effectively closed after Tehran threatened vessels attempting to cross the region. Analysts say fears of prolonged disruption are pushing energy prices sharply higher. major oil companies are already reporting major profit jumps, including Saudi energy giant Aramco, which says its pipeline network helped shield operations from shipping disruptions caused by the conflict. Markets are now watching closely for any breakthrough in diplomacy, with investors concerned that a wider escalation could send fuel prices even higher worldwide. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.